Your faith in God has given you new life. So heal, so forgive, so live life. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can trust you for forgiveness, for healing, for the abundant life that you have promised us. Greetings, saints. Our reading is Luke 7, 48-50, TPT. Then Jesus said to the woman at his feet, "All your sins are forgiven." All the dinner guests said among themselves, "Who is the one who can even forgive sins?" Then Jesus said to the woman, "Your faith in me has given you life. Now you may leave and walk in the ways of peace." If you check a few verses before, you'll see this was a woman with a sinful past who came to the dinner party thrown by a Pharisee for Jesus and his disciples. And she wet Jesus' feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. And at the end of it all, she anointed his feet with the costly perfume that she had brought with her. Jesus' response was to tell her that her faith has given her life. In other words, it is because of her faith that she now has life. That is reflected in John 1, verse 11-12, Amplified. He came to that which was his own, that which belongs to him, his world, his creation, his possession, and those who were his own people, the Jewish nation, did not receive and welcome him. But to as many as did receive and welcome him, he gave the right, the authority, the privilege to become children of God, that is, to those who believe in, adhere to, trust in, and rely on his name. And Isaiah 56 verse 5 reflects the fact that Jesus has an everlasting name. It says, "I will give them an everlasting name which will not be cut off." Now there's an issue in this scripture of ours that happens a number of times in scripture, where a sinner responds to the love of Jesus, and Jesus says that their faith has healed them, or their faith has given them life, and that their sins are forgiven. We see this in Matthew 9 verse 1-8, TPT. Jesus got into the boat and returned to what was considered his hometown, Capernaum. Just then some people brought a paraplegic man to him, lying on a sleeping mat. When Jesus perceived the strong faith within their hearts, he said to the paralyzed man, "My son, be encouraged, your sins have been forgiven." These words prompted some of the religious scholars to think, "Why, that's nothing but blasphemy." But Jesus supernaturally perceived their thoughts and said to them, "Why do you carry such evil in your hearts? Which is easier to say, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or 'Stand up and walk'? But now, to convince you that the Son of Man has been given authority to forgive sins, I say to this man, 'Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk home.'" Immediately the man sprang to his feet and left for home. When the crowds witnessed this miracle, they were awestruck. They shouted praises to God because he had given such authority to human beings. So Jesus was displaying the fact that he, as God, had the right to forgive sins. This is also reported in Mark 2 and Luke 5. In fact, in Luke 5, it highlights the scribes and Pharisees' thinking. In Luke 5:21 in KJV. "And the scribes and the Pharisees began to reason, saying, 'Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone?'" And so the scribes and Pharisees were under the impression that God was the only one who could forgive sins. And at that time, Jesus is God and he could forgive sins. And now we see that we have been given that authority to do likewise, to also forgive sins. It's in John 20, verse 19-23 in KJV. "Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, 'Peace be with you.' When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. So Jesus said to them again, 'Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you.' And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, 'Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained.'" And so there he is passing on the God-given authority, his God-given authority, to forgive sins. In the LSV of verse 23, it says, "If you may forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you may retain of any, they have been retained." Now, as far as I'm concerned, you may do whatever the Spirit leads you to do. And so that is a life surrendered to God and obeying God in every way. And of course, one of my very most favorite scriptures, Matthew 28:18, TPT. Then Jesus came close to them and said, "All authority of the universe has been given to me. Now, wherever you go, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teach them to faithfully follow all that I have commanded you. And never forget that I am with you every day, even to the completion of this age." And it is a scripture that I have quoted before, and I'm quite likely to quote it again, because it's one of the scriptures that I live by. His authority that Jesus earned on the cross, he has given to us. We haven't earned it, but he's given it to us so that we may continue to do what he asks us to do and spread the good news and make disciples of those people who turn to Christ, whether it's through our witness or through somebody else's witness. We need to be about our Father's business and continue to make disciples in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that's why we continue to shine our lights.